I don't know. Do you want to live with a whole bunch of jerks, or would you rather live with a group you feel supported by? Let's play an imagination game. Let's say that we have two sisters, Sally and Molly, and they both move with their husbands and their families to new towns. They move to separate towns, both similar demographics. Let's say they're both teachers, and they both move to be teachers in towns of about 2,000 people. Sally moves to her town. The day that they come and move in, the neighbors come over and introduce themselves, ask if they need any help, offer advice, answer simple questions that Sally and her family already have. They bring brownies. The next day, when Sally and her husband go to their jobs for the first time, their coworkers are inclusive. They invite them to sit with them at lunch, and they fill them in on what's happening and what to attend. And one of Sally's coworkers tells her about a festival going on that weekend in the town square, and invites her and her family to join with their family and come together. And so they coordinate that, and on Saturday they go together. On Sunday, Sally and her family go to church, and after the service, other people come up to introduce themselves and make them feel welcome and hear about who they are and where they came from. In the evening after dinner, Sally and her family will go on family walks through the town, and as people pass, they'll smile and wave at Sally and seem genuinely happy to see the young family walking on the street and participating in the town. So that's Sally's experience. Molly and her family move to a very similar town demographically and size-wise, and Molly's also a teacher. They move in, and on the day they move in, they move in by themselves. No one stops by. Lots of people slow down as they drive by to see who the new people moving in are, but no one talks to them. And the next day they go to work, and a few people say hi, but you can tell everyone's just very shy and reserved, and nobody really talks to them at work. When they go shopping in town, when they go places, this overwhelming feeling of, not that the people are necessarily mean, but that Molly feels like she has to earn the trust of the townspeople, which is a little mysterious because she doesn't know how to do that except just stay around. So they decide, well, we'll earn their trust by just proving that we're not threatening. And so they begin their lonely life in this small town. On Saturday, the Saturday comes and they drive by the square and they see that there's a festival going on, and they can hear the noise from their house and the party, but they don't know what's going on or if they're welcome because no one told them about it or invited them. So they don't attend the festival. They go to church their first weekend there on Sunday, and nobody really talks to them. They feel like people are looking at them trying to figure out who they are and where they're from and what they're doing here, but nobody introduces themselves, and they go for a couple weeks but just never really feel engaged or welcome, and are never feel like they become part of the community because they aren't invited to things. They don't know what's going on. And Molly and her family are pretty shy, so they don't feel comfortable placing themselves into situations and going to places where they don't know anyone and aren't invited expressly. And after dinner, Molly and her family also like to take family walks around town. So they go out, and the kids are on their bikes, teetering along, and Molly and her husband walk along and watch them, and it's their wonderful family time. And as cars go by, they slow down, and part of it out of kindness, so that they give the kids lots of room and slow down to be careful. But they just kind of stare at Molly and the kids as they drive by. They don't wave. They don't smile. they seem to be sending this message to Molly of, we're just trying to figure out who you are because you're not from around here, are you? So at the end of the year, both Sally and Molly live there for the year. At the end of the year, the tax bill comes for their real estate taxes. And Molly's bill, they're talking about it on the phone because they're sisters. And it turns out Molly's bill is actually a little bit cheaper than Sally's. So that was a nice thing that Molly, even though it has not been a warm, welcoming experience of a year in her new town, her taxes are a little lower. So that's good. Then at the beginning of the new year, each of them get new job opportunities elsewhere. Which one do you think is more likely to take that new opportunity and to move their family out of the small town that they've been living in? I know there's a lot of variables that we can't imagine and can't anticipate, but I would put money on the fact that Molly and her family, even if their taxes were lower, are going to be more likely to move away when they have a chance and a good opportunity to leave the community. They're not going to feel any connection to this community that has not been warm, even if the taxes are lower. And I know this might seem really silly that I keep reiterating this, but the reason I bring this up is because when we start, there's this pattern that I'm seeing over and over and over, that when we start as citizens to realize that, oh my goodness, my small town needs help, what do we do? And we might even band together with a few people that we all see this need. So we get together, we gather a group, we start talking about what needs to be done. And once we start getting serious about helping our community, the first place, almost inevitably, when we get really serious, the conversation turns to economic development. And we start talking about jobs, and let's talk to the elected officials about what we can do to make it more tax friendly for people to build or for businesses to come in. And, you know, there's all different sorts of taxes that we can, as a society, play with and manipulate to try to make it friendlier to people moving in and businesses moving in. And that's all good. I do not in any way mean to say that we shouldn't be doing that. But if we really think through what we're doing, it does not make sense for our answer to our small towns to rely so heavily on what we would traditionally call economic development. But when you start talking about small town improvement, we go straight to economic development. But would you rather live someplace that has great tax rates or someplace that has a great community? First and foremost, we need to be focusing on community development. And that's where the real hard work is. I think we skip over it because the answers aren't as clear there. It's easy to take numbers and make numbers change and think that that will be the answer because it's so obvious. But the real answers for what we're trying to do here are going to be a little bit grayer and a little bit less concrete than sheer number manipulation. So my challenge today is start thinking about that, looking around your community, looking at how we would be perceived as a community if someone moved in, and what can we do to make it a warmer, better place for them. This has been Small Town Tenacity. I'm Alex Real, and I'll talk to you soon.